Hello, and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney. Before this week's episode, a few friendly reminders. New episodes drop every Thursday afternoon.
Opinions and views expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the Arts Asylum, Mutual Musicians Foundation, or KOJH 104.7.
If you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please contact us via email at couchchats@gmail.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram at couchchats. And don't forget, that's couch with a K. Please also remember to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Bye.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Hello.
I'm Corey.
I'm Courtney.
And today on the show we have a returning guest, Miss Heidi Van. Hello, Heidi Van.
Hello.
Welcome back. We missed you. We just had to see you again.
We missed you too.
How are you doing on this very gloomy, thunderstormy day?
Oh my gosh. You know, I like the rain because I think that the May flowers will come. April showers bring May flowers.
That's what I said to Matthew this morning. Yeah. I was just like, it's in the poem.
It's like, we need it. Everything's going to start blossoming. It's going to be great.
Everything is already so, like, lusciously green.
I think all of our voices are a nice, sexy octave with our allergies, too.
We could just all, like, cuddle up on this one couch, and I could also go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I do like the rain, and my lilac bush is out of control, which makes me so happy.
When my alarm went off this morning, I said, are you kidding me? Like, it is pitch black outside.
I know.
How the heck are you doing that?
Yeah.
So, to the fives and tens, we have already interviewed Heidi Van, and we know a little bit about her, but since maybe you didn't listen the last time, Heidi, could you tell us just a quick little bio about who the hell you are?
Who
is this Heidi Van, and what is she doing on the couch today?
What is she doing on the couch? Why? Well, I'm Heidi Van, and I'm an actor, creator, and producer of experimental live theater, and I'm known to have a little place called the Fish Tank, that after moving from its original location and being nomadic for a couple of years, we have moved the Fish Tank inside a big garage in the West Bottoms, and we call the venue the Black Box. So the Fish Tank has moved to the Black Box.
Why not confuse you
with all the words? It's one of those things. I know. I don't even know if we're going to talk about this, but
it's just the continuation of who I am. Yeah.
Did I have to open another theater? No, but for some reason I just felt like I needed to, and I'm in the middle of it. It's very uncomfortable, yet it's happening, and you know, it's going to be a venue for Fringe, so like I have no choice but to be ready, and it'll be fine.
Yeah. A question that I had about that, ironically, was: had you ever worked in the West Bottoms prior to moving a location down there?
No, but I had been down there. Kara Armstrong and Michael Andrew-Smith. Does anyone remember Princess Squid?
Yes.
That was the gateway to me being part of a theater company that generated their own work. And I mean, that was the gateway of me being like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And they did a production of Miss Julie.
Yes, they did.
In the West Bottoms.
Right?
I have no idea.
I think it was in the Hobbs.
I don't know where it was.
And then was Joan the Maid down there too?
Joan the Maid was in the place that we did it in the East Crossroads called the Next Space, but now it's all fancy and has air conditioning and like another door, you know. But yeah, I saw Joan the Maid. I mean, I thought Joan the Maid was it.
Maybe it was.
Maybe they did it. I don't know. Like, maybe they rehearsed it the next phase, but I thought I saw Joan.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, Alex and Kara worked pretty regularly too.
That
I just
was
want
like
to know that
so.
Heidi just took her hair out of her ponytail.
I did.
And it is a lion's mane.
It is.
That's
amazing.
It's one of those. Sorry to interrupt this moment because that is awesome. Is the Black Box officially open?
I guess you'd have to define the word official.
Uh-huh. I know that
things are happening in there.
Last week you had the kickoff to Heritage Week.
We did.
I believe in the space.
Yeah. You know, the space is hosting small events and performances. We've taken in some of the artists from the Arts Bar. Mm-hmm. Since their programming has changed, we've provided space for them. So it's not officially open because, like, I don't have all of the bells and whistles in place. I'm having some seating built. Our lights are being hung. You know, we need to get some more speakers. So, like, it won't really officially be open, I think, until the Fringe. And then there's so many artists that have reached out, and it's pretty much booked through the end of the year. So it's exciting to be, like, I just got to get to July. Mm-hmm. And then it's right. just changeover and change, and that's so exciting. Like, I love that. I'm inspired by other people's work, and then it makes me want to, like, makes me want to do work. I can't wait to do a play. People are like, when are you going to do a play? I'm like, well, I'm building a theater, right. and I don't have money to do both. Like, so yeah,
the
I can't,
second
like,
you're ready to do it, I've told you, please.
I know,
just,
I cannot wait to do a play in there, because I'm in there all the time just like, you know, thinking about plays. So
I was down there last week for the Heritage Week kickoff, mm-hmm. and then a few weeks prior for Courtney, your mm-hmm. daughter's mm-hmm. drag queen mm-hmm. birthday mm-hmm. party. Mm-hmm. And I definitely, if you have not had a chance to check it out, which most of you, I hope, will go and check it out. It is such a cool space. So
yes.
go and give it love, because mm-hmm. it's ready to be loved, mm-hmm. for sure.
I've been loving it.
For a while,
for a while.
Yeah. Was it a snow day that, like, you and I were just, like, in there with the scaffolding with lights. And the lights
yeah.
and all of the things? Like, and I was just like, I wonder what other moms do on their
snow right, days. Like, after school.
But
like, the children were
that.
Somewhere. Or maybe it was a snow day, but...
Where
yeah.
were they?
I think they were upstairs on the side that had heat.
Yes. Yes, like, they were
doing
a puppet situation
stage.
For us. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sometimes I think to myself, because I have all these wonderful moms that surround me, and some of them are in our business, uh-huh. and some of them are not. Uh-huh. I remember talking to somebody about, like, oh, I had a weird day at work or whatever, and I just, like, sent them a screenshot of Alex using a crane to lift the entirety of the Addams Family torture wall on top of a roof in the crossroads, and I was like,
and that was just
day.
Yeah, that was just Friday.
That's what
yeah.
we did. You know, just like, but you have, like, clients and hose on, and
yeah.
that sounds just as
right.
terrible.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But the, you know, you both are, like, females in the arts world in amazing, you know, positions, which. Definitely, I always applaud. I always said that I want to be told what to do by a strong, independent woman. So, or you don't even have to be strong.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
I also learned from our conversation with Bree, you know, or whatever, like, you also are a human and you have emotions. It's not just about, like, being fierce.
Yeah.
You,
yeah, the full gamut of emotions, really.
Boy.
Yeah, but that is something I learned in 2019, is to not just... thank you all for being strong, but also mm-hmm. for being weak and going mm-hmm. through it too. Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. however you do that. Mm-hmm. What a fun tangent here. By the way, I love you both.
It's
thanks.
The rain.
Friends.
The rain makes us think about
I know.
Such things.
So one of the reasons why we brought Heidi back is this Sunday, May 5th, we have an event called Bottoms Up. And, it is a music and arts festival that we are starting, mm-hmm. essentially, to conjoin the three neighborhoods, both the Paseo West neighborhood, the West Bottoms, and the River Market. And that is going to be a really cool event. We are sponsored a little bit by NTDF, mm-hmm. and that sort of allows us to kind of do this. Courtney... Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening here at the Arts Asylum?
So it's a full-day festival, and we've had this in the works for quite some time. So at the Arts Asylum in the morning, from 11 to 1, mm-hmm, we will be open with open studios. I think we have 10 participating artists, and then obviously various, you know, art around the building as well that we have from either past tenants or, you know, Arts Asylum family and friends members. And then there'll also be like a little
meet and greet
interaction, with the Grand Hotel cast. And so we're just gonna have like light brunch, you know, some pastries and some fruit and some coffee and some mimosas and all the good important things that you have to have in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get to the asylum that day?
You can drive up and just come to the asylum, but the preferred method is that as part of Bottoms Up, you can go and park down in the West Bottoms, mm-hmm. And from 10:30 to 2:30, probably go online and and fact check me on that because it could be 1:30. We will have a double decker bus that will give you a full kind of historic tour of the West Bottoms through to the Arts Asylum, and then also take you to Strange Days Brewing Company, which is our other partner in the River Market. You can get information about our spaces, our history, the history of the neighborhoods we're in. We're kind of in conjunction with the West Bottoms Heritage Week.
And a lot of that information is on bottomsupfestival.com.
Correct.
So there's some information on that. And we were also supposed to have our executive director, Evie Craig, on the show today to talk with us. But she is having hand surgery.
It's true.
Today, she decided that she wanted to break herself.
Take a little fall.
Yeah, and break herself. And so she is in surgery today, but she was supposed to have been on the show. So
yes.
On May 5th, she'll be around.
She will, yes. Hopefully, she'll be back on Thursday and... at the very least, on a significant amount of painkillers.
Wow.
So after you leave Strange Days, you can go down to the Black Box. Mm-hmm. And Heidi, if you could tell us maybe a little bit about what we might see down there.
Yes. So we have a smorgasbord of activities for you in the Black Box. At 3 p.m., we have a director's showcase. We've been doing a director's workshop at the Black Box, and there's four directors: Kevin King, Diane Hightower, Teresa Lagarde, and Tegan Fitzpatrick. I think her last name is Fitzpatrick.
Yes, our fact checking is
good. I know, I need to fact check myself. But they've been doing a directing workshop, and they're going to present, so there's four of them, there'll be four scenes, 10 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. That'll be at 3 o'clock.
And you can just peek in that, right? That is not a paid admission.
Nothing is a paid admission there. Yeah. So, and then there will be a flamenco exhibition from 4:35, short little class by...
And those classes have been taking place in your space
and those
for years,
classes,
correct?
Yeah, also take place at the Black Box. And then we have the battery tour at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what time do they book everyone for?
It's amazing. Yeah. Like, the schedule for that day really is, like, you could spend the entire day seeing things.
That's true, yes.
You know, we have the Ship as well, which is a business there as well, to go and stop by and listen to a band.
Yes, they'll be open from 4 to 6 with Atlantic Express, who is, like, a Motown band. They're everything from a 12-piece full orchestra all the way down to like a jazz combo. I think they're somewhere in between for this gig, and I'm not 100% sure how many there are, but it's like Motown, soul, jazz kind of, you know, vibe down at the Ship, which is excellent. They're opening up for us for just, I think, just those hours, because they are normally not open on Sundays. Everything is free. Obviously not the, you know, alcohol at separate venues, and we do have some merch and some swag and things that you can come and buy, but everything is really just to kind of celebrate our partnerships with these three amazing organizations, but then also like the partnerships of the neighborhoods that I think in this city have been underappreciated for how much art takes place in each of them.
And there really is a through line. You know, I don't want to take the word interurban, but there is you can literally get from the Arts Asylum to Strange Days to the Black Box and pretty much only make like 2 left turns.
Right.
It's really cool how that just organically worked out. And that was something in our pre-planning that just happened. Mm-hmm. We can connect these neighborhoods and that's how I would take to get down to the Black Box is the exact way that we're going to take you on Sunday.
Well, and three pretty important neighborhoods in the city, to the city. The Crossroads, though we love it, gets a lot of play for what they do. And there's not a lot of recognition for other neighborhoods. And so, you know, with the city giving us this sponsorship and the grant money to, you know, kind of highlight these up-and-coming and really cool areas of town that are not so...
Recognized,
yes. Yeah, we'll go with
and that. Saturated.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's one, too. Like, I've always thought it's strange that, like, the River Market... I mean, I've had a fantasy about opening a theater in the River Market,
too,
for sure. Like,
we
I used to live down
that.
There. It's like, why doesn't this space have something?
And it's on the streetcar line.
On the streetcar line. There's people who live there.
Yes.
How about instead we open a riverboat?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
A riverboat.
Mm-hmm. Riverboat, that's my next dream. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need a riverboat.
There is a amazing man, Brian Cloudis, that I follow, who is part of Surrenby Playhouse in Georgia, that I flew to.
I remember.
Did
God
you
bless
see
Philip
the Titanic
to see
show?
Titanic.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Didn't have tickets, standing room only tickets. Flew to Atlanta to watch a boat on a lake. Oh, it was pouring, just pouring down rain.
But wasn't it extraordinary?
It was extraordinary. And now they're doing, like, now they're doing, well, they just did Shenandoah featuring mm-hmm. Taylor Hicks, like, at full reenactment, like, guns and fire. It's awesome. What's, and now they're doing Ragtime, like, under a big top 10. I mean, like, okay. This is my, this man
okay.
is a visionary.
That's amazing.
I will send a link to this podcast to him so he knows my adoration.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I watched every video available
right into, yeah.
to see that. And whenever you went down there, I was so jealous.
We called that morning, and I called the phone number, and it's like, he answered the phone. It's kind of like, if you call the fish tank,
yeah.
it's me. Like,
hey, it is the Heidi.
Yeah, it's the Heidi van. Hello. And it's like, no, it's not. It was delayed for a long time, but I went to their shipping container bar and drank all the blue drinks that I could. They had, you know, it's outside, so there's porta potties, so I had to be like, okay, if I'm going to pass my time drinking, I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah.
Right.
So I made peace with it. I did it.
Speaking of raining, though, Bottoms Up is a rain or shine
it's
event.
It's rain or shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Did
yeah.
you see how I circled
that? I love that. That was good.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
good.
And nothing is really contingent on being outside.
No.
So
right.
there's no, you know,
right.
I mean, like, obviously you can't maybe enjoy the top of the double-decker bus that will
uh-huh.
be taking you, you know, but you could. I mean,
yeah.
let's learn to dance
yeah.
in the rain, people.
Yeah.
Like, it's beautiful. It's
I would
spring.
Be out in the rain,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
But yeah, I'm very excited because the hope, obviously, is that this continues
mm-hmm.
in perpetuity forever.
Yeah,
so.
It becomes like a big weekend event. We had so many ideas and conceptualizing it that I can't wait till it's,
yeah.
you know,
up and running.
Up and running.
And I think with the one-day event, it also allows us to grow in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And really sort of fall within that First Fridays and Heritage Week
mm-hmm.
for the entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out for that. And if you attend it and you have any feedback, please let any of us know on how we can make
yes,
it cooler
and
or
I
how
think
to participate
we're gonna do
in the future.
Surveys at the locations of various things. I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. I think that we've got, you know, we've got great video footage out there that's on the city kiosks
mm-hmm.
and we've had some good traffic.
We were on
Arts
KC website. This
mm-hmm.
morning.
Yep, we just went out in the e-blast from Arts KC or Arts KC Go, I think is
oh,
like the
nice.
Official.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And yeah, I think I'm really excited about the partnership and the growth that we can get next year going with
mm-hmm.
all of it. Because I think we've got some unusual components that don't normally go together, which is, I think, kind of what both of us sort of have in our businesses.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's atypical
mm-hmm.
for you to
mm-hmm.
have artist studios attached to a theater
mm-hmm.
and try
yeah.
and figure out
yes.
how those things run. And it's, you know, a weird combination to be like, I'm going to do a director showcase and flamenco dancing all at the same space.
Same
and,
space. Yeah.
You know, why
but
not?
But the space is
mm-hmm.
good for it.
For both.
Like,
yeah.
really, I'm
yeah.
telling everyone, like, go check out. I mean, obviously, Strange Days, it's beer. It's my friend Amelia and Nate and their friends.
Absolutely.
And, like, that's some good-ass beer. Like, I'm going to just tell you, I love it. Their beer is themed after food.
Mm-hmm.
So the flavors that come out of there,
mm-hmm.
and they spend a lot of time within their team, and they sort of allow people to create artisan beers with them. So they
fun.
It's not just inside of their heads. And they have a great little space. Just in the River Market, so check that out. But then after you're a little liquored up, go down to that Black Box and
yeah,
see
Black
that
Box.
Yard. That yard, I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
it inspires me.
I know,
isn't
so
it crazy?
By it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh,
and we'll have
yeah.
Taste of Brazil will be with
mm-hmm.
us,
and
tropical
snow.
Snow.
Some
which
snow
is,
cones.
That'd be Mandy.
Delicious.
Uh huh.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. And then we have two artists that are also working at live painting. In the yard or in the Black Box or in the shed or any of the places that are in the complex that I currently have. So that'll be fun. Chico Sierra and then a gentleman that I followed on Instagram who goes under the handle of Compost Pile.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
And we also have Rick Wright will
mm-hmm.
also be live painting at Strange Days.
At Strange
mm-hmm.
Days.
He's incredible and amazing. And then, like I said, we have our 10 artists.
Is Chico finishing that mural on the back of the wall? Is that the point?
Well, he's going to do something else.
Yeah.
And finish the mural.
Oh,
if
my
he can.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, if, he can, if it's not raining, he can get up there. Yeah, because there's some cloud, like, there's the upper portion that
yeah.
isn't finished yet. So.
It's really cool. I wanted to take a picture. I don't know if Courtney and I took it in front of him, but I was like, no, I want to take it, like, mm-hmm. after it's kind of like
yeah.
finished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I love his work. Mm-hmm. I love his work.
How do you know Chico?
I was looking up artists to feature at an event I produced for Lead Bank, who's also one of our sponsors.
They are. Thank you, Lead Bank.
Just looking up artists, and I came across his work, and it's Chicano futurism, but I like the way in which it's, you know, it's pens or it's markers or the, you know, then now he started to do much larger things like spray paint, and his, you know, he's grew up in El Paso and he's like, whatever I got my hands on, I just drew with. Yeah. And so that has continued, through the work that he produces now. And I've bought a lot of his prints. Mm-hmm. I like the commentary that it has. It's inspiring. That some of it is super reflective. I think it's just, I love looking at it and I keep buying things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buying things. I love that sort of inspirational art mm-hmm. where you're like, you, just stay around.
Yeah.
Let me keep
yeah.
using you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of inspiring, you recently just closed Popper's Penguins at the Coterie mm-hmm. Theater. And that was a fun show. We had Seth Jones on the show a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he was talking definitely about the first time he got to work with the Penguins.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And the decision to be like, we probably need a few more people mm-hmm. to help handle
yeah.
these Penguins.
Yeah. yeah.
So what is your next project coming up? Do you have one?
What is my next project coming up?
I know.
Well, finishing the space. Uh-huh. And that may be it. I mean, like, I would like to produce. I'd love to get up and running producing by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that, I literally don't know if it's possible. So, like, when you're people like us, as we mm-hmm. know, that have, like, artistic ambition, but also the overhead of taking care of a thing.
The dreamer and the reality.
Yeah, so I've really had to focus since I've taken on the project of the space of executive directing and fundraising mm-hmm. Just to get the work done, but then also I'll need it so I can do the work that I want to do in the space.
Yeah.
So yeah.
How does someone get a hold of you if they want to create in your space or with you?
Oh man, they should.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah. Carrier pigeon. You can email me at Heidi@fishtanktheater.com. Katie Gilchrist does the booking, so if you email me, I'll forward it to her, which is awesome. She's been helping me out because I've literally just been logistic lady. But get on Fish Tank Theater, find a way to contact us, find us on Facebook, message us on Facebook.
You'll get to talk to Heidi. She answers the phone.
I answer the phone, and you'll get to talk to me, and we'll show you the space. And our objective is to fill that calendar up. Preferably 3 weeks at a time. So
yeah, it is easier that way.
It is easier. I'm, you know, like giving people a residency so they can get in there, tech their work, and show their work, mm-hmm. and then get out. So
yeah.
and then do mm-hmm. it again.
That's really cool. So in 2019, since we sort of we weren't able to announce it when we talked mm-hmm. to you first, mm-hmm. what have you learned so far in our first like 4 months of the year so far? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What have I learned about being down there?
Yeah. Or yourself, or like, what has 2019 shown you so far?
Oh my gosh. Well, 2019 has been so, like, I've been so busy. I got to work so much, like, off campus, like, out of my own place mm-hmm. at so many different theaters. And that just reinforced why I do what I do, because I love the artist side. But I also, it inspires me to go in and do the work and make the connections and ask the hard questions of, will you support this? Or, you know, or go back to you again and be like, I need support to finish this for, you know, for the city, for the people. I want to say like theater for the people. Like the Black Box is a theater for the people. It's not just for me. And that's, you know, I know that I need to get the message out clearer about what it is and what we're doing.
Because we classify the asylum mm-hmm. as the community space for the community. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely along mm-hmm. those same lines.
I want to call it the theater for the people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be fun.
It is.
You know, and just, there's some infrastructure things that have to be done that are complicated. And, you know, I can't just say that needs to be done. Sometimes I'm not in control of the timeline. So mm-hmm. it's letting myself be comfortable with things not immediately happening as quick as I want them to, but just being prepared that when they do, that it's all going to happen very quickly.
And it's all going to happen very quickly. And to be open for the tide literally could change next week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So, and I hope it does. I hope the tide mm-hmm. changes next yeah. week.
Well, I definitely think that, mm-hmm. you know, between all of us, we have a busy, you know, almost second half of 2019
yes.
coming up.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, the only other thing I have personally booked for myself is I'm directing Pete the Cat at the Coterie yeah. in 2020.
Yeah.
Pete so the Kit. I know.
Violet loves Pete the Cat.
Yeah, so.
It's her most favorite.
That's that'll so great.
Fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Another musical is, I guess this is the year that I learned how to direct musicals. So it's like,
I love every time I go. I just saw Funny Girl this past weekend at NTH, and uh-huh. I just love that they have your Eliza Doolittle photo that shows up. You know, like yeah. that's something that stays on that yeah. screen. And I'm yeah. always like, my friend directed
yeah.
that. Yeah,
that was a good time.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Well, since the last time we had you on the show, we've sort of come up with a few new questions.
Oh, yeah, questions.
To maybe get a little bit from. So, Courtney, you want to
I saw
start?
This. These are all from Alex yeah. SB, our friend, because our kids, actually, you probably have this list too, because we remember when our kids were taking the puppet class at KCYA mm-hmm. and they had that amazing like, oh, yeah. puppet movie that they made,
yeah.
the television show, and we had to get these lists from him. So I went through and was like, these are all great questions. We need to ask these all the
I have a few weird ones too, and I figured uh-huh. you're the one to try them out on
because awesome.
We're weird. So mm-hmm.
Well, you've answered all of our other questions,
yeah.
so let's get some new ones
questions.
That's mm-hmm. right. What's the best thing that happened to you this week?
The best thing that happened to me this week, that Marianne and Pauline came home after being at their dad. That's mm-hmm. always the best thing. That's mm-hmm. the best time ever. That's Mondays. Mm-hmm. Mondays when they come home. That's the best.
Are they away on the weekends?
Yeah. Yeah. So when they come home, I'm just like, or when I pick them up, I'm like, ah, yeah, I just like smell Pauline's hair mm-hmm. for like an hour. I'm just like, breathing in her essence. Yes. Yes.
That's amazing.
That's my favorite like that.
What profession do you think was once highly respected, but now is a joke?
Oh my gosh. Would it be, gosh. I don't know.
And I can rephrase that joke as like, not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But, unnecessary. Yeah. Interesting. That I feel is a different answer.
Yeah, it is.
There's like a lot of those. Like when I was growing up, my first job was at a travel agency. Like, where people had to go in and book their... And I yeah. love it. I loved it. And I was like, I want to be
I
a travel
agent. I used to love having travel agents.
Yeah, just because yeah. you'd go there and, like, all the magazines. But it's like, do people do that? I mean, I know that Burke Travel on, you know, State Avenue and KCK still exists. So, good for them. But, yeah, I just thought it was such a glamorous thing to go in because there's big posters. And it's like, yeah. Does that still exist here mm-hmm. when you can go online and like click?
Right.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder to myself, mm-hmm. like, how, when we were children, did our parents book vacations?
Through mm-hmm. travel agents.
Like, travel, yeah.
Right? But like, what if you weren't going somewhere like that? Like, you weren't going on like a vacation. You were just
go
like,
to the airport and buy a
hotel.
Ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just need to get mm-hmm. to a hotel. Mm-hmm. Well, how do I find that?
A
hotel?
Phone book.
The
a
yellow
phone
pages.
Book. Yes.
Yeah. yeah.
But what if you don't have the yellow pages for the whole world?
Right. We just, we went on so many road trips that we would just stop.
I mean, perhaps maybe that's the proof of word mm-hmm. of mouth. I mean, back in yeah. the day, mm-hmm. it probably was, hey, I'm going to mm-hmm. Florida, right. where should I stay?
Where should I stay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so amazing to me. Where I'm just like, what did we do before the internet?
Right.
I lived yeah. in that time.
Yeah.
Walked around aimlessly, it
right.
seems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would rather have a travel agent, like if I was going somewhere, mm-hmm. like Europe. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
yes.
I want to be gone for 21 days. Like, I would call that. I would probably call that place and be mm-hmm. like, create it for
out.
Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just book it and like.
Imagine
just,
I go to Europe. Yeah. I'm definitely mm-hmm. calling someone just to be like, can yeah. you help yeah. me lay yeah. this
yeah.
out?
I would give you who to call. Like,
I know you will.
Right.
and she is not an endorsement. Yeah. yeah. But she does get a cut.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
Yeah.
She still actually works at the travel.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I answer phones. It was the best.
That's funny. What was your favorite childhood toy?
My favorite childhood toy. I remember lots of toys. One of them was this drawer full of business things. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Like, I remember picking out the catalog. Isn't that weird? And I ran a fashion design business.
Fantastic.
And I, like, sold the fashion.
Yes.
But it's like I would write up a bill and be like, mm-hmm. bill of sale, or be like, closed.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Tiny business.
I used to love to do paperwork and yeah. file things.
Staple. Yeah, just staple.
I would love to staple and write things yeah. on it and mm-hmm. be like, well, this, I'm yeah. the same.
Yeah. yeah. I thought it was so fun.
My dad, who is listening to this, will be like, He did.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. I sent a memo to my dad's boss once and got a letter back saying, you know, like it was pretty cool with a miniature stuffed blue bunny that for it. Oh God, it was fun.
That's so funny.
Back in the day. Yeah.
All right. Well,
on that note of kids, what is the one thing you did as a child that still gets brought up today?
Oh my gosh. What would it be? I don't know why it's so hard. It probably is. I really like French onion dip that's made from sour cream and Lipton soup. I was just at Philip's mom's house and I'm like, I love this. I loved it so much that it's called Heidi's favorite. It's just called Heidi. So that is that I still eat the same thing on mass. Like I'll eat the whole container.
You know, it's really interesting. I feel like our parents, because Blair has a recipe like in our like family cookbook of like Blair's chicken.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but it's just like
Normie/Corey pork chops.
Yeah.
Like I've got.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I don't have things for my kids. I'm not like, you know, Isabella's favorite chicken. I just feel as though I just call it what it is.
Right.
Maybe I should start writing those things down.
Well, maybe it's just a ploy to be like, it's your favorite.
It's your favorite.
And
it's
I think maybe
Marianne's pasta. You have to eat it.
Yeah, I think that could be part of it. I mean, I doubt that it was that way with pork chops for me, Dad. Please tell me. But I feel like then it like made it like special. Like you have to. You're right. Yeah. Like you have to eat that. This is your pasta. Mm-hmm. This is your dip.
Right. Yeah. That's and in my so head, funny. Like my uncles have things that I'm like, my Uncle David's cream cheese dip. Like I know what that is. Or like my Uncle Nick's cookies that are actually called Rum Logs, but they're also just like my Uncle Nick's cookies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's probably some psychology in that.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start making Violet's favorite something and she'll actually
and she'll eat
something.
Well, will she eat? Yeah. Well, definitely.
Who knows? You watermelon. Know. Violet's watermelon.
Violet's watermelon.
That's all she eats.
Some of these questions are amazing.
They're
for
so good, right?
Yeah. That's... Yeah, if you could rule the world for a day, state something you'd ban. Like, boom. Gun control is too easy. But.
I know. I would ban being mean. I mean, I just ban people saying not nice things to people. Like, what would happen if one day everyone just kept it to themselves? And just said nice
things. Right?
Yeah. Like.
Or maybe we could just start with a day. Like, every Tuesday is nice day.
It's nice day. Yeah. And see if you can make it till 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
I know. Well, yeah, I don't even know if I could get out of bed.
Yeah. So.
That, oh, man, like, that is, I wonder what that would do to, like, the general more, you know, if people would find happiness or if, like, we would end up with just, like, aggression because no one could be.
Right.
Evil. You know,
yeah.
Like, I wonder if it would make us better or if it would just, like, make blow-ups.
I know.
You know, the thing is, it's so
But much, you don't, but I'm saying, what a fun
it's so much harder
to
be
play
angry.
About that.
Yeah, it is hard to be angry.
Like, it's so much hard. It's so much more work.
I don't want to waste the effort.
I know.
No, that's most of it is just like, ugh, that seems like so much work. I don't want to do
that. Well, I'm spending the same amount of time on you if I, like, loved you, so I might as well figure out how to love you because I'm giving you a lot of energy.
Right.
Talking shit about
you. Oh, believe me, in my dance with anger. No, but yeah, I've decided just to, that I don't care anymore.
No.
And then it's like, oh, great.
When did you stop caring?
It's been maybe a year. And there are things that I still care about, things that still make me angry. But then it's like, why? You know, my life is better. My children are happy. Like, I need to get along with this other person to for my children to be happy. So, like, why be? Am I hurt? Yeah, but I don't want to be angry. Like, I've been angry, and that's just
both
exhausting.
Of you as parents.
Yeah,
I ain't got no babies except to borrow all of yours. Like, how do you sort of manipulate that? That's the wrong word. How do you, like, deal with the idea that, like, your daughter wants to be friends with someone, but perhaps you don't like their parents or something. Like, is there a trick that you're just like, well, I gotta suck it up for my kid to be happier? Or how do you sort of do that?
I don't know if I've ever been there, like, at that place.
Yeah, I don't think I've had that issue either. Okay. I mean, I definitely...
Which is kind of amazing.
And
too,
then on the flip side, there's also, like, parents that I have great relationships with that my kids don't necessarily get along with each other. That I'm just like, and that has to just be okay, too. That's actually been more of a lesson that I've had to learn than, like, finding a parent. Because the reality is, I don't have to. As long as I don't... that sounds terrible. I'm not... I love my children. I love Heidi's children. There are a couple kids out in them, but like I'm not hugely like a kid person. Uh-huh. I would be more concerned if I was like, ugh, I don't like that kid. Like, yeah. I have to deal with the kid.
Well, has that happened to where you're like, I don't like that kid, but my kid loves them, so I have to deal with them?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, but I don't know a lot of, like, I don't know a lot of kids. Like, we have a crew. Like, they hang out with, like, Ava, or they hang out with your children. Like, so I don't know who they hang out when they're with their dad. So it's like we hang out with the people that we hang out with right now. And I know that that will probably happen because I need to expand her friend. Or she has friends that she probably wants to hang out with that I don't even know, you know. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think I remember thinking that my parents were so strange. Like, it didn't really occur to me until I was old enough that that wasn't their story, but like when I was a kid, my parents only had parent friends. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have so many people in my life that my kids know that are not parents that I can't imagine a world without them. Mm-hmm. But then, like, as we started school and I kind of like, you know, made the concession of like, I need to have parent friends, I realized how important that relationship is as well. Like, that I needed to have other parents that could understand what it is to be a parent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because as much as your childless friends want to help you, they cannot grasp hold.
I have no idea really what it's like to have to drop it all.
Right, exactly.
Like, just that simple thing to be like, I'm sorry, Isabel literally has to go do this. Like, it doesn't matter what I have to do.
Right, it doesn't matter anything. Yeah, well, and I think it's especially hard for mothers. Like, I don't know if dads need to have as many, like, other dad friends, because then maybe, like, the dad jokes just get worse and worse with time. Alex has turned into a dad joke human, and I'm just like, oh, God. Between that and the beard, I'm just like, I don't know who you are anymore. Like,
what's the latest dad joke that he's said? Do you have it?
I don't even remember, where I'm just like, that is so stupid, honey. Yeah. Like, what? And I have this weird clicking knee thing where I'm just like, this is who we are now. Like, we've been together for 20 years. I'm like, my knee's clicking. I need it replaced. You have a beard and you're making dad jokes now. Yeah. Like, why is this our
life?
What does
Philly do?
Oh, Philly. I know,
I fell in love with that term last week. Philly.
Philly. I know, I love it. He, God, he's so great. So, but like, he most of his friends have children. Philip is, Philly is the phenomena to be like, you know, my 40-year-old partner who's, like, never been married and doesn't have any children.
Right.
But he inherited mine. So he, you know, and he's got nieces and nephews. So, yes, but it's fun watching him parent. but he is a dad. Like, sometimes I'm just like, dad. You know, because, like, he'll, like, be
a dad.
Like, he'll be a dad. Because now a lot of his friends, it's weird, like, that people are having children older. Mm-hmm. And, like, people his age are having their first. And he'll tell me stuff. It's like, well, they say. And I'm like, really? You're going to tell me what this guy told you about parenting and he's been doing it for 3 months? Yeah. I've been doing it for 7 years.
That's amazing.
Tell me what he said.
Please.
Because I might not know that.
Yeah.
I would love to hear.
I would love to be mansplained out of being a mom.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh.
Ridiculous. But it's, I mean, I think it's really integral to like, you know, kind of finding happiness in that.
Yeah.
You know, where you just have to be like, another mom will understand.
Yeah.
But, like,
well, I said that to you, you know, I mean, we talk, Courtney and I often talk about the word jealousy amongst, you know, people. Mm-hmm. This is a strange tangent, but I swear I'll get there. you know, and just about, like, there are times that just because, like, of the world that we get to live in. Like, I don't know if I would have got to know you, Heidi, if it wasn't for the luxury of what our lives just do. And so I just, we always sort of talk about that there are people who want, like, my time, but like Courtney just gets it because we're here, you know, so those sort of conversations start. So, you know, how do you sort of deal with like those jealousy, you know, sort of things. Like,
I mean, you know, it's, I think people have...
Like people, at, originally, whenever you met your friend Alicia, you know, mm-hmm. who was on the show, who's mm-hmm. Our friend, and she, mm-hmm. for the listeners, she was the psychiatrist that mm-hmm. we,
yes,
that we had on the show.
I Don't Care episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mm-hmm. I Don't Care episode. Mm-hmm. And people were like, well, aren't you, like, mad that Courtney is, like, spending all of this time with her? And I was just like, well, no, because I hope that she has other moms. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. I can't provide mm-hmm. anything. Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably good that Courtney has female friends, mm-hmm. but also, like, she's, like, my bestie. Of course someone else would want to be her. Like, you know, like, yeah. there's also, like, that where I'm, like, I'm not... Mm-hmm. I'm not protective of that time because mm-hmm. yeah. I hope everyone wants to hang out with you. I do. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, how do you
I also, yeah,
do that?
I also think that because of what we do, there is a lot of our lives that to the exterior public that aren't doing our jobs look at our jobs as much more glamorous than they actually
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I was on a scaffold for, like, 10 hours.
Yeah, right. Hanging lights.
Hanging, right. Just hanging Drake.
Right.
Yeah.
And the poles aren't where I want them to be, so somehow I'm going to have to raise that. I mean, that's like...
right. And that, like...
But you were sending good selfies to your friend Mark.
I was. Yeah. I had to call him. I had to call Mark in Florida mm-hmm. and be like, please tell me I'm doing this right. He said right. yes. I'm like, great. So,
great. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that, like, it seems very... It seems like we do these things where it's like, oh, well, you get to, like, for your job, go to a show or go to do it this or do it. And I'm like, yeah, but here's the thing. Like, it's still work, mm-hmm. though. Mm-hmm. And so even though it seems like you what you want to do in your free time mm-hmm. is what I do for my job,
yeah.
that doesn't mean
it's,
I want
to
do
it. It looks like free time to
yeah.
them. And
yeah.
I'm
right.
like, it's actually scheduled.
It's, right, it's work.
It's actually
right?
scheduled, and sometimes I don't get paid for it, which
yeah.
makes me hangry.
Right.
Or, well, we talk about that, you know, couch chats
yeah.
has to be put into our
work
schedule.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, it is part mm-hmm. of my day. As much as I love these moments mm-hmm. in these rooms, it's also something... I have to do,
I have to do
each
right.
week. And it's amazing that I
right.
get to do that. It's certainly better than what other people have
right.
to do.
Yeah.
But it is my
well,
parameters.
It's, and it's
that.
Unfortunately, it's 24 hours a day. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, I know that we've had one of probably the only time that we've ever had like a knockdown drag out was like where I was supposed to come see a show and I couldn't and something with Iz and like all of this stuff. And I was just like, I don't want to do that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't,
yeah.
I don't, I love you. Mm-hmm. But you are going to have to be very specific of the shows that I have to see
mm-hmm.
because I see shows for my job.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
and when I go out in public,
mm-hmm.
I am not Courtney going to see a show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Courtney with the Arts Asylum. I'm Courtney with, you know,
mm-hmm.
A to Z. I'm Courtney, that, this is Alex's wife at the
mm-hmm.
Unicorn. Or that's,
yeah,
you know, whatever
yeah.
it is. And I have to be on all
mm-hmm.
the time. And it's like, but I just want to go home and sit with my babies.
I just want to go home.
I just want to go home and
yeah.
be in sweatpants
oh
and like not have anyone ask me a question because I just need that
mm-hmm.
moment of like, I don't want to work all the time.
I
you
know?
And a lot
but
of
if
people,
you don't work, no one is going to do it for you, Heidi.
Right.
right?
Yeah.
I
know.
Mean, as you
sure.
said, you have, you're all of it right now. You
yeah,
are the axis. You're spinning
yeah.
them all the balls.
Like,
yeah.
I have to send out 2 letters today to get these 2 things covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, otherwise,
no
there's a crisis.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
otherwise, there's a crisis.
Exactly. And
you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
But I love doing that, and I like... You know, I'd love to have an office, but I like working from home. I mean, I got used to working from home with those babies, and now that they're gone, I'm like, oh, well, this is lonely. but, like, now I have 2 cats, so it's fine. But, like, yeah, my job mainly while they're gone is to write letters of appeal and send them, you know?
Yeah.
So I gotta do that.
But there's also, like, even though that's the eye roll, there's also not much more I'd rather be doing.
It's
no,
true.
Like,
it's true. Like,
it
telling
is...
my story and inspiring people to support a venue that will support all artists and the city and
mm-hmm.
in a new location. Like, no, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes exhausting to find the right words, so I don't, so, like,
so
yeah,
the,
I like writing
things.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know that everybody's
mm-hmm.
job is emotionally exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can be, you know, physically exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can be mentally exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there's nothing I do here that does not have the full of every, you know, spectrum of emotion
right.
that there is. From
right.
Well, like,
love to
like you're
to
building your
to,
world
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, like,
right?
I'm doing it, like,
yeah.
like, when I try to do business math, you know, so then there's,
of
like,
course.
That, and then there's, like, Saturday, all I wanted to do, that's all I wanted to do was be on a ladder and like, just do the same thing over and over. Sometimes you just need to do that because
mm-hmm.
this is the time, this is the day, this that, is the work.
Usually when I build a set, yeah. I feel that way. Where yeah. it's like, it actually is somewhat cathartic to
it
know
is,
that I have
to
build. It is, to
just do the work. Yes.
Well, and just, and it doesn't, that's mindless. Yeah. I don't have yeah. to be emotionally right. invested right. in that. I felt the exact same way when we were renovating the lobby and I ended up having to hop in with the crew and like lay floor and, yeah. you know, hang trim.
It
and
felt
do,
good.
And I, well, I was like, this is zero responsibility. Right. I don't have to think about this. Right. I yeah. know exactly uh-huh. how to do this.
Yeah.
And we also receive the praise, like you do, Heidi, of your walls, but you also like know that you built those.
Yeah.
As much praise as you get, you mm-hmm. also know that you're up to or opinion mm-hmm. at every turn. Mm-hmm. Why did you paint that wall that mm-hmm. color? Why mm-hmm. did you do? And so you're like, I have to think about
right.
everything,
yeah.
every facet,
all the time. Yep. Yeah, it's just mm-hmm. I love talking to people who are somewhat in the same universe. You
yeah.
know, the times that I've got to talk to Jeff Church, you know, too, when he just really talks about what he had to do to like make the coterie, or you
yeah.
know, then you have
yeah.
like Cynthia Devin be like, I. This is
yeah.
mine. Like,
yeah.
I did this mm-hmm. with the help of people and
right.
money and patrons,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
at first it was me holding the light up
right.
to make
right.
sure that there
yeah.
was someone standing there.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
One more question from you, and
oh,
then
I think
we're getting ready to wrap up.
I know,
isn't
but
that,
I have two that I really want.
Okay, give it two.
Okay, all right. This one's just silly, but I like it. It's kind of along the lines of the crayon, but what flavor ice cream best suits your personality?
And it's so hard because it's like you want to do the one that you want to eat.
Holy moly.
What?
No, me. I'm just like, what kind of ice cream am I?
I know. I'm going to do it with the one that I want to eat. It's cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because like you could be all business and like vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, oh, but then there's cookie dough.
There is cookie dough.
And yes.
Yeah.
I love a good, like,
yeah.
just chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Like, for real, that's
mm-hmm.
a good ice cream. I'm not,
so I don't know if
that
is
that.
What I am, but I guess it's like, you know.
But you are business.
You can look at me
fun.
That it's like, yeah, business, and then all of a sudden it's like, what?
There's
cookie dough. I wasn't
cookie
expecting
cookie.
That, and I'm like, I know. So maybe that's it. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And then I asked you this one, but I think it's very interesting because I don't know the answer to this. Would you prefer to visit Earth in the year 2100
mm-hmm.
or travel back to 1900?
I'll send my answer after you.
Gosh. 2100?
2100.
I'm going to say I want to go back.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what that says about
me
but
too.
I want to go back. Like, I want to go back.
All right.
Because it's possible that I might experience what 2100 will look like for me,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if anything in my life looks like 1900.
Right. Right.
Interesting.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like I kind of know where I'm going with 2100.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like if it's like there'll be just a bunch of warehouses and people with, like,
yeah,
these phones or something.
But plumbing. I want to know what it was like to really
not have plumbing. Yeah.
Interesting.
Or, like, before the Model T Ford was, like, built.
I mean, it's just, like, the industrialization.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, how, like, all of a sudden things started being created in, well, the United States and began becoming an industrial superpower.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we might be able to say that that's what 2019 is to 2100.
Right.
Right.
And then,
you know,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know, that we're
future.
Like, this was the industrial revolution
uh-huh.
of our age.
Yeah, I feel like I can learn about the past, but I've got to know the future. Like, that's an information
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't have.
Well, if
that's
you knew you were going to die, would you want to know?
Well, I'm
going to
be dead by 2100 no matter what.
Yeah.
Like,
so we can go see it?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I do. I think I will be dead before they come up with it. Unless cryogenics is a thing.
It's
which
maybe,
fascinates me.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to go there because I know that
it's
I'll be gone.
Yeah.
And probably everyone I love will be gone. I mean, there might be people I'm related to.
Yeah.
But, like, at least I can see what it was like before. I would be too sad if I went and I knew that everyone was... I'm like, oh, I'm dead, and so is all my friends.
Mm-hmm. But you might get to see, your great great granddaughter.
But I might get to see that. So they're
right.
Like, whew, I'm gonna have to think
like
about
descendants
that.
Descendants of Polly.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
It's amazing.
I can't imagine. Oh
right.
My god. Yeah.
But I think that somehow that would affect every decision I make now if I knew where we were going. And I think
that's
that
true.
The past I accept because I wasn't here yet.
Okay, interesting. See, I don't know if I would need to go back, or if I was going forward, I don't know if it's like virtual reality. Like,
right.
I'm not there. I'm not interacting with people.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to, like, see my Descendants, I'm just going to be like, our car's flying. Like, yeah. I don't know if we made it there yet. Okay, good. Like, is it like the Jetsons?
So you that's what so I'm are you saying like. You want to peer in, but you don't have to, like, exist?
Yeah, I don't, yes. I don't know if I need right. to go in.
We should rephrase that question on living, instead of, like, mm-hmm. just a peak or something.
Right.
I would want it to look very... I would want it to look green. It would be cool if it went back to... If, like, the future reverted back to a place of actually investing in the earth and that it gave back in a way that was sure. reciprocated, that it was beautiful and not just, like, silos of digital harvesting.
I was watching a speech that...
I'm such a death... I'm, like, so dystopic. I'm just, like...
All this
and everyone's not, like, and... just skeleton tar like, robots.
I was watching Bette Midler's acceptance speech... and she just really talked about, like, I always just get so blown away by Bette Midler because her number one activism is the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That is her mission. It's like Betty White is just like puppies and animals. Uh-huh. Like, I want all them, and really listening to Bette Midler just be like, go plant a tree and take care of this earth because mm-hmm. we're just destroying it every day.
Right, and listen to From a Distance.
Oh my gosh, that was just on, I heard it the other, and I knew how to play it. I was like, I learned that in... when I took guitar and I did a concert where I sang and played the guitar. From mm-hmm. I mean, like, that song is mm-hmm. so good.
I love that song. I love that movie.
Yeah.
She is definitely one of my my muses, for sure. Mm-hmm. Just because no one wanted her around and she just started singing herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is the quintessential, like, proof
Baby
of...
Baby Divine.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Baby Divine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the Divine Within as well. Like, mm-hmm. she, you know, and all that. But, I mean, like, it's just amazing to me that she was like, no one would hire me, so I just started writing my own shows. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I understand
yeah.
that
yeah.
so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who should we hear from on the couch next?
Ooh.
You get a second chance mm-hmm. to bring someone here.
Well, you already brought Vanessa.
We no. haven't brought Savannah.
Yeah, we
yet.
Gotta bring
Oh my
Vanessa.
Gosh, you gosh, because yeah. Frida.
I know.
Oh
I know.
My gosh. So her, I mean, that would be for sure. Also, you know, like, what's Emily Swenson doing?
I'd love to
you
talk
know?
To her too.
You know, sure. She's like really doing projections, going out. She's directing a show or mm-hmm. they're producing a show so. That she wrote like
yeah, that she wrote,
Femina.
I think.
Yeah. yeah.
Where like, are they doing that at?
I don't know. I mean, it might be in my place. It might be somewhere else.
Amazing.
I don't
to think
know.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily Swenson, we might be coming for you. Because yeah. I've wanted to talk to you for a while.
I'm
so
sure
that's great.
I talked to Emily for
yeah.
a minute.
And
yeah.
then, is there anything that you would like to leave our audiences with? Any sort of summarization about yourself, your life, or words of wisdom? Anything to sort of say goodbye with?
Well, I'd love for you to come to our event, mm-hmm. and I'd love for you to support things that you think are important, because that's the only way that the things that we build right now are going to be here in 2100.
How do we engage people who don't know that it's important yet?
Mm. I don't know. I mean, when we figure that out...
That might be the question mark,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where you get...
Because I know what I think is mm-hmm. important to me, but mm-hmm. how do I convince you that it is?
Right.
I just try mm-hmm. harder.
Mm-hmm.
Or find a different avenue. It's like learning, you know, whenever we all were in school, there was different methods of learning, and now
yeah.
they've come
and
up
now
with
there's
better ways.
Math and no one understands what's going on.
Well, it's borrowing or something, right?
I don't know. There's a lot of arrows. That's what there's a lot of arrows. There's lines. There's things that I do not understand. I don't know if Marianne has started bringing home her math work yet. But
she
just
brought
like,
home stuff, but I didn't have to help her. It was just done.
Right. I realized that I was just like, I have, you've exceeded me already. Like, my knowledge of math, I'm like, bookkeeping, I can teach you all about. But you need me to do this line, and there's something. I just don't even know. Do kids do long division anymore? Because I was pretty stellar at long division. But
I was actually good
at
algebra. I do a lot of algebra, even in just, like, trying to come up with a budget for a show.
Algebra, I hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
Geometry.
Geometry
not really
was
there.
Not my forte.
Geometry, I understand completely. Algebra could take a damn hike.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's like that. It's like either or.
Yeah.
Like, at geometry...
Yeah.
Well, it's visual or,
yeah.
you know, I mean, it's the way that you process learning. Because
yeah.
I don't... If there's no picture involved, if I can't see it, then I didn't forget about it. It's not... It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And Isabel, unfortunately, is the same way. I remember looking at one of her papers or math papers, and she is dyslexic, so she can't, she's getting through this, like, reading of the words, and she just, like, she picked out that there were frogs that was part of this word problem, and she just, she drew 100 frogs on this page, and she was like, now tell me what I'm supposed to do with these frogs. Do I need to take them away? Do I need to add more?
Like, so what I see them out,
that
like...
there's 100 frogs, so I've drawn them all.
Yeah.
Just like, well, at least you got somewhere.
Yeah.
Now you have 100 frogs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm, I feel her on a spiritual level.
I love that girl. She's like, well, here's my frogs. What do I do with them?
Oh, my God.
And that is the motif, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. What a way to end. So, yeah, thank you for being on the show, Heidi.
Thank you.
Love having you
thank
here.
You.
And, yeah, to all of our words here, please come to Bottoms Up this Sunday, mm-hmm. May 5th, and essentially from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. that day.
Check it out on Facebook. We're on Facebook or bottomsupfestival.com.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. And please, you know, send us feedback or send selfies or photos if you're there at all the locations. Check in. Let us know how we can grow and make it more incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And get your ass to the black box, motherfucker.
Get it
out. All right. Thank you for being on the show. Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that was this week's episode of Couch Chats. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to see who we've got on the couch. New episodes are available in the KC area on KOJH 104.7 Thursdays at 2 p.m. or on iTunes. Bye.